Live from Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM, tickling the ivories atop Burmy Mountain, it's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent jazz across Canada and around the world. This week's show is titled, Garza Keeps Busy. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, count down to blast off, take the next 60 minutes, and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Hi, Gracie. Daddy's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we open the show, as we often do, with Corey Weeds and the Jeff Hamilton Trio, and How Do You Like Them Apples from the album Dreamsville. And yes, we're live on a Wednesday evening. Trying that out for size again after a couple of years of broadcasting live on Sunday morning. We're going to try Wednesday at 6 for the next little while, see how it works out. And this was my original time slot in the early years of the show. And we're going to try it again and see how it works. And I'm looking forward to playing some great music for you today. And we've got some really fine pianists, Canadian jazz pianists. Some are maybe not as well known. Others are very well known in the jazz community, and they're all fantastic. And we're also going to play a tribute to a late, great jazz master, also one of the greatest jazz pianists of all time. And then towards the end of the show, we're going to play a classic tune by one of Blue Note Records' iconic artists of the 1960s in commemoration of their 80th anniversary of Blue Note Records. And this will sort of be our final installment of that. We've been playing tunes throughout the year by various Blue Note record artists from different eras, and we're going to go back to the 1960s and play one of the classic Blue Note tunes by one of the classic and iconic Blue Note artists, and you'll find out who that is later. But we're going to start off with a young Canadian pianist, Nick McLean, and the Nick McLean Quartet, and a tune from his debut album, Rites of Ascension, which came out a couple years ago and was a runner-up for the Julian Award of Excellence, which we award here on the show. And so we're going to play a Herbie Hancock tune from the album Rites of Ascension, One Finger Snap. And so here's the Nick McLean Quartet and One Finger Snap.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Mike Janssen Trio and the old gospel tune I Have Decided from the 2005 album Beginnings, featuring, of course, Mike Janssen on piano, George Kohler on bass, and Ben Riley on the drums. Before that, we heard the Wayne Wallace Latin Jazz Quintet and a really interesting take on Take Five, the Paul Desmond tune from the iconic Dave Brubeck Quartet album Time Out. And that song, that version, is from the brand new Wayne Wallace Latin Jazz Quintet album, The Rhythm of Invention, which just came out recently. And before that, we opened the set with the Nick McLean Quartet and Herbie Hancock tune One Finger Snap from the 2017 album Rites of Ascension, and featuring, of course, Nick McLean on piano and Brownman Ali on the trumpet. Well, we're playing great piano music and by Canadian jazz artists and some tributes to other great artists as well. I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to The Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
There's only one place around the Burnaby campus of SFU that's been keeping staff, students, and faculty caffeinated in full for over 20 years. Renaissance Coffee. Owners Parminder and Kamaljeet Parhar have made such a contribution to life at SFU that they were awarded the Chancellor's Distinguished Service Award in 2015 to commemorate their commitment to community service at SFU. Not only providing a service that many might consider to be an essential part of life at SFU, Renaissance Coffee also provides a generous bursary for students who exemplify an outstanding dedication to community service. CJSF 90.1 would like to recognize and give thanks to this long-standing staple of life at SFU, and remind our listeners that if they need an extra boost of energy, they should visit one of the many locations of Renaissance Coffee around Burnaby campus.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
We are back on the Jazz Spectrum, playing great Canadian piano music. Well, great piano music by Canadian artists. And we're going to continue with a set of music by a Hungarian native based in Toronto, a person of a Japanese heritage living in Vancouver, and a person, a native of North Vancouver with South Asian heritage, now living and been based in New York for many, many years. So we're going to start off with Robbie Botas and the Wayne Shorter tune Footprints from his very fine album, Place to Place. So here's Robbie Botas here on the Jazz Spectrum.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Renny Rosnes and Goodbye Mumbai from her album Written on the Rocks, which came out in 2018, I believe that was. And she has South Asian heritage, which she actually did not discover till she was an adult, and native of North Vancouver, and has been living and based in New York City as an A-lister pianist for many, many years. And before that, we heard Vancouver's own Sharon Minamoto and the title tune from her tribute to Ross Taggart called Safe Travels. And, of course, Sharon Minamoto of Japanese heritage and is a Vancouver native. And we opened the set with Robbie Botas and the Wayne Shorter tune Footprints from his album Place to Place. And Robbie Botas, a native of Hungary, and has lived in Toronto for many, many years. And all the songs suggest a journey or a portion of a journey or wishes for a safe journey. And that's sort of all part of our Canadian piano jazz show this week here on the Jazz Spectrum. I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
CJSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CJSF 90.1 FM at cjsf.ca/studio6. Visit cjsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cjsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum and playing great music. We've been playing some fine Canadian jazz pianists and with some original tunes and some fine covers of classic jazz tunes. And we're going to continue with moving to our sort of been an occasional series here in 2019 of playing songs from the Cellar, or not the Cellar Live label, the Blue Note Records label. And from the from their vast history. It's 80 years old this year in 2019. And so I've played tunes from most of the eras and different various artists at different times of the year. And we're going to, this will be our, I guess, our final installment of that. And we're going to, I'm going to close it with a classic 1960s tune, Sidewinder, by Lee Morgan, and the great trumpeter, who in many ways was most closely identified with Blue Note Records, and really after his untimely death in 1972, that really the Blue Note Records sort of they didn't fade away, but they didn't have the same prominence as they had had throughout the mid to late 50s and into the 60s and early 70s. And so we're going to play the tune Sidewinder, which is probably his most iconic tune. And he released it in 1964, became part of a Chevrolet car commercial later that year, and is probably the tune most closely associated with the great trumpeter Lee Morgan. So here's the title tune from the album Sidewinder, here on the Jazz Spectrum. Thank you. That was the great Lee Morgan, and the title tune from his 1964 album Sidewinder. And as we look back at the great Blue Note jazz label, celebrating its 80th anniversary of putting out great music. Well, folks, I just wanted to tell you about a couple of things that are coming up in the jazz world this week. Of course, Jazz Evensong every Wednesday evening from 8 p.m. at Brentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby. An hour of quiet reflection and great jazz, hosted by Dr. Brian Fraser. And this week, the great jazz brought to you by Siobhan Walsh and Johnny Tobin. And then this Saturday at Pat's Pub, Saturday, December 14th, Pat's Pub in the Patricia Hotel, 403 East Hastings Street in Vancouver, from 3 to 7 p.m., of course, the Saturday Afternoon Jazz Series. And this week, the great jazz brought to you by the Jerry Cook Quintet, featuring Jerry Cook himself on tenor sax, Sharon Minamoto on piano, Andre Lachance on bass, Jesse Cahill on drums, and Dave Sakula on the guitar. And so you might want to check that out. And as always at Pat's Pub, hot food, cool jazz, no cover. Well, folks, our time is almost up here on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're just about ready to turn things over to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira. And I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled Garza Keeps Busy. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, we're going to close our show with the Mike Allen Quartet and a tune by his great piano player, Miles Black, called Once Again Thank You, from the album Hip Cosmos. Well, Gracie, I'll be home soon. And the rest of you, I'll catch up with you next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.